Shalom, this is Billy Brim. How wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to hear your voices this morning. And I have my own little, you know, just a little sheet of paper with the names of the states. It looks like we got just about everyone. We've been having all 50 states and other nations for some time now. People are praying. Praise God. And I thought this morning, and we'll come back to it after we do a few news items, but I thought this morning about the power of prayer. You know, we've been looking at Adonijah. My daughter Shelley had a flop and stop. We told about this last Wednesday on our noon prayer. And that flop and stop was in 1 Kings, the story of Adonijah. And when David was old and stricken in years, he had failed. He told Bathsheba that Solomon was the Lord's choice to be the king in David's place. But he didn't make it official. So Adonijah, who was the wife of the son of another wife, Haggit, I think her name was, and she had a son named Adonijah, and Adonijah was the son of Absalom. And he led he was very good looking and very charismatic, and he led a big rebellion against Solomon, of course. He didn't invite Solomon, but he had a big feast while his father was sick, and he proclaimed himself to be king. And, of course, when the prophet Nathan and then Bathsheba told King David what had happened, he said, get my mule and take him down to Gihon. Those are the wonderful underground waters, supernatural waters that God causes to flow in Jerusalem, and anoint him there. So they did that, Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet, and they brought him down there. 1 Kings 1:39, and Zadok the priest took an horn of oil out of the tabernacle and anointed Solomon. And they blew the shofar, and all the people said, God save King Solomon. And all the people came up after him, and the people piped with pipes and rejoiced with great joy, so that the earth rent with the sound of them. Another translation I read said, the earth split with the sound of them. Now, Adonijah and all of his guests, they were at his feast, and they heard the sound, and they said, what is that? And Joab, who was the head of the armies of Israel and the nephew of David, he said, what is that noise? The city's in an uproar, and then they told him what had happened. They told all of them, those rebellious ones, what had happened. And all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid and rose up and went every man his way. Now, the whole point and what was really made plain to me this morning, the earth split with the sound of the rejoicing ones. That reminded me, and in fact, I was first reminded of the New Testament account, where Peter and John were in trouble with the officials because they had ministered to a man and he had been healed, and then they were commanded. They were let go, and they were told that they were to preach no more in the name of Jesus. So being let go, they went to their own company, this is Acts 4:23, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said. In other words, those who are in authority there, the religious authority. And when they heard, they lifted up their voices to heaven with one accord and said, now, Brother Kenneth Hagin, whom I worked for, he said, this is a great company of people that Peter and John went back to, and it records what they said. But he said, I think they prayed in tongues, because they would not have had a written prayer that said this. They would not have all just, suddenly in unison said the same words. Brother Hagin said, I can't prove it, but he said, I believe that this is the interpretation of what they prayed in tongues. So Acts 4:24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why did the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? They quoted that psalm, why did the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, his anointed. or of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou anointed. Both Herod and Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to do. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and signs and wonders be made and done in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Now here's the part. Verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When we see that Adonijah had been wrongfully announcing that he was the king, and there came then the right king was anointed, and there was rejoicing, it split the earth. Rejoicing split the earth. Here, prayer shook the building. Prayer is powerful. And that's what the Lord has been having me share. I shared a Facebook Live last night. I had my grandson come over, and I don't really know how to do it myself, but they did. And they put up a Facebook Live on what all the Lord has been showing us about the power of tongues. Bless the Lord. And that when we pray, it is powerful. Now, just for a couple of news items, while all this is going on here in America, and we're contesting, really, in the spirit, about we want fair elections. Even, I tell you, and you know this, every one of you know this, that even more than it being about President Donald Trump or Joe Biden, even more it's about we are a free country, and we have to have free elections, and we have to trust the results of honest elections. I went into the Soviet Union for years, every year when it was the Soviet Union, and we had to go underground, and we went from Finland. They had elections, but the elections were fixed. All the votes went to and drop off Khrushchev, their leaders. So, it was a sham, and we cannot have that sham here in America. We have to have it. I understand that Lou Dobbs, I saw this on CBN, that he has announced that the FBI has official investigation into it. Someone I talked to yesterday, I could tell you the name, you would know them, they're credible, and they have reported this, a very well-known name, they have reported this to the officials who are checking. Their dog, their seeing eye dog, got a ballot and voted. Their father, who'd been dead 10 years, voted. And then they had a whole bunch of other things stacked up, and they gave them to the authorities. So we're going to be praying about that, and we're going to expect things to shake. But before we get to that, in the news this morning in Israel, Israel has again made strikes on Iranian targets in Syria. And they struck them early Wednesday morning in response to explosive devices that were found on the border on Tuesday. IDF warplanes attacked military targets belonging to the Iranian Quds Force. Now, all the while this is going on, all the while we're having this disruption over here, Iran has increased, and we found they've increased their uranium output. There's going to be a report tomorrow on Pat Robertson's CBN 700 Club on Turkey. Turkey is one of the big players in Ezekiel 38 and 39. And the players in Ezekiel 38 and 39 and that war are all in place. I am convinced with the COVID, with the mass fraud, the things that are happening, I am convinced that Jesus is coming soon. Because it says in Revelation chapter 12, Satan, having great wrath, has come down because he sees his time is short. That's the whole of this business that's going on right now. He's in his last-ditch effort. You know, and we pray. And the Lord wants us, of course, to pray. And he does not want us to lose our faith in our prayers. He wants us to know that they're working. And, folks, I am not at liberty to tell you what happened. I'm not at liberty to tell you what happened. But just 2 or 3 days ago, the Lord had spoken to me and gave me a word that the enemy had thrown his best at us. He had thrown his best at us. And it wasn't good enough to knock us out. But I was just kind of thinking about some certain specific things. I was just going down my hall kind of thinking, well, Lord, I wish you would speak to me. I think I'm hearing, no, let me put it like, I was just thinking. And I was hearing the voice of the Lord. He was speaking to me specifically. And I was just thinking, Lord, I wish you'd give me that another way. You know, kind of outside myself. And he said, what do you want me to do? Have someone prophesy to you? I said, no, that wouldn't be good enough. I was thinking, why don't you give me a vision or a dream? But I didn't go that far. So I'm walking down the hallway, and he says to me, I'm going to do such and such very soon, and that will confirm to you that you hear my voice. Yesterday, two things happened, and I'm not free to tell you, but they were absolutely almost earth-shaking, and they were what God had told me would happen 2 days before. So we're hearing his voice. Here is the word that God gave me concerning our prayer and our ministry, even in prayer. Satan is so frightened of you, but he has done all he can do. Yes, as John G. Lake said, masterstroke of the enemy, concerning some of these things that have happened lately. They are masterstrokes of the enemy. But you are spirit-led in having prayer. And all that you accomplished, I'm watching over. You may declare, it is much. Do not worry, do not fear, all is well. You have my ear and my pledge. I am watching over your words, your prayers, to perform them. And you will see them in my surprise. You helped pray it to fruition, and this fruit will remain. Now he's talking about the prayers that I had been asking about were our joint prayers, our corporate prayers, our autumn assembly prayers. And he made me know that so many results are coming from them. Praise God. He has just gone out of his way to make me know that you and I and all of us praying together and the body of Christ praying together is powerful and effective. I know many of us have been praying for a vaccine, and now they have some vaccines that are 95% effective. Praise the Lord. They'll be on the line soon. Some Christians said, well, I'm afraid of this one, I'm afraid of that one. Well, praise God, hallelujah. Be afraid of whatever you want to be afraid, but God told us don't be afraid. So, praise God, hallelujah. We are thankful, and we do know that a lot is going on. A lot is going on in the election recounts. You've watched the things. You've watched Mrs. Powell, Trump's lawyer. If you haven't seen that, or you haven't seen some of the other things, it's happening. Now, how it turns out, we're praying. We're praying. And the Lord keeps making me know that tongues are a powerful way to pray. Last Wednesday, you know the story. I told it last Wednesday. When the president had asked for prayer within 1 hour, I had no way to contact you all. So I got on last, and I've asked you to email in, and you did it. But we got thousands, praise God. From the noon prayer request, we got thousands. And from my talking to you at 8 o'clock in the morning. So my tech team, it became too much for humans almost. So my tech team said, we're going to devise a way that when the people contact us, it's going to automatically go in. So we don't have it all fixed up today, but by next Wednesday we'll know for sure, and you'll need to do it again. You'll need to contact us again, but I'll talk more about that on Wednesday prayer, and we'll let you know more. But you know that after the president requested that prayer on a Monday night, I didn't have any way to contact you, but I got a contact from a local pastor that he was having an online prayer. So I got on that online prayer with him. We only had about 10 people, but he also got Max, my Arabic friend. And you know that as I was praying in tongues, Max heard me say the following. He heard in Arabic. Head, crown, abundance, more than enough, rise up, drink my water. Drink my water. Rise up. So on noon prayer, and you can go back, it's on the archives, we had the local pastor, Pastor Billy Edgar, my daughter and I, and Max was on the line, and then he heard, I called him yesterday and we talked about this, I wanted to know how many times, he heard me in Arabic say news, N-E-W-S, twice. Then he heard more than twice, don't listen to the news. Then he heard the word victory 6 or 7 times. Stay close, stay near. Now, some of you who join us on Sundays, we have Sunday online prayer. You can get on it with this very number you dialed in this morning. And there's a gentleman from Germany who can't be with us on Wednesdays because he works. I love his little German voice when he comes in, his accent. And he said, this past Sunday, many of you on this line are witnesses, this past Sunday he said, Miss Billy, he said, I heard you in German. And I heard you say in German, and I think it was after the word victory, it is already there, it is already there. So, why is God, he's not just doing this so that you can know that when Billy Brim prayed in tongues, she said some words that were understood in another language. No, the point is he's making you know tongues are powerful. It is written, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Whoever speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now the plans of God are called mysteries. Bless the Lord. In the Bible it speaks of the mystery of the church. Speaks of the mystery of godliness. Speaks of the mystery of iniquity, meaning the Antichrist in 1 Thessalonians. In Romans 11, it speaks of the mystery of Israel. These are all God's plans. God's got plans. He's got plans right now. He needs them spoken in the earth so that he can clothe spirit words. He can clothe them with flesh. In other words, he can make them manifest in this. That's like his plan of the ages. So, hallelujah. I want to, before we begin to speak in tongues, and I know I've talked a long time this morning, but I want us to do this prayer in Hebrews 12. The Lord told me one time when I didn't know this was a prayer, or this was actually working with God in prayer. He told me to pray this chapter. You've heard me teach on it. It's called Praying on Mount Zion. And God says to the Hebrew Christians, they had been Jews, you know, and they had come to see and know Jesus. So they understood what Paul was writing about when he said, you have come, you have not come, this is Hebrews 12:18, to the mount that might be touched and burned with fire, nor with blackness and darkness and tempest. So terrible was the sight, even Moses quaked. In other words, there at that mountain, the Jews were asked to be kings and priests. They were asked to work with God in the earth. And that's how they did their business. In the Old Testament, they did their business with what came forth at Sinai. But it says to these new covenant Christians, You don't do your business with God at that mount anymore. You are come, verse 22, to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We do our business. We're citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem. And we have come, when we pray, when I pray in tongues, when you pray in tongues, when we pray together in a minute or so here, I'm going to hush up and we're going to pray in tongues. You are come, now think about this, when you're praying in tongues, we're all come up to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. We're come up by our prayers to the very throne room. And it makes it plain right here. You are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That's where we're praying. And you have come to an innumerable company of angels, which God can dispatch down to this earth. You have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, enrolled in heaven, the ecclesia, the ecclesia, the governing body. You are come to the general assembly of this governing body of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all. He's the judge of all. And that's who we come to this morning. God, the judge of all. We don't have an appointment with the nine justices of the Supreme Court. We have an appointment with God, the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. And to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaks, for if they escape not who refused him that spoke from earth, how about us? Now listen. His voice once shook the earth, but now he's promised, saying, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. God is in the business of shaking things, splitting the earth. When they rejoiced that the right king was in Solomon's case, shaking the room when they prayed. Their prayers shook the room. And so I believe that now from this earth, there can come a sound right now that I'm talking about right now this morning that shakes things. We're having faith in our prayers, and here we go. Oh, masterful, wonderful, glorious God and King, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, sender of the Spirit of the living God, we're asking you to shake that needs to be shaken. Shake it down, everything that needs to be shaken now. Give unto me, give unto Dodge City, Kansas, give unto Michigan, give unto Shiloh, give unto the people that have named Goshen, Pennsylvania, all these names that have named, some of them even covenant names because people long ago moved to that town and used a Bible name. Oh, Lord, this nation is in covenant with you. Maybe they've broken it. But there are many of us, much more than 10. You told to Abraham you'd save Sodom and Gomorrah for 10. There's way more than us, and we're lifting our voice now. It is our choice that we ask you, like Paul, to give us utterance. Keep rondola, God, give us words that will shake things. Shake things. Ombrasandale hilemaka. Split the earth. We're praying in heaven. We're praying in heaven. Our prayers are already to heaven, to the throne room, to the bosom of God. No man understands them, but we speak his plans. We speak his mysteries. We speak your plans. We speak your mysteries. You are real, and we know it. Praying in tongues is real, and we know it. Powerful, powerful. La la bushanda. Asando go bracala cadinho no nombre calacalabache. Father, we're praying together. Oh, Lord, we're praying together like they did in the book of Acts. Oh, we're praying in the same way in tongues. We're mixing and mingling our voices with the words and the utterance you give us. Satan is frightened of us. Your adversary is frightened of our words because you are the power in them. You are the breath in them. You are our DNA. From the right hand of God, from the right hand of God, we bombard the gates of Ashondal of the evil ones. We speak confusion, confusion. Unwrap, unwrap, unwrap. Unwrap and lay bare the enemy's plans. Foil them. We say the enemy's fast. The enemy's amashto the mokobra are foiled. Oh, No, you do not. I say no. We say no, you do not. No, you do not. You do not. You cannot bury that plot. You cannot bury that plot. We demand it to be unearthed. Laughing at the devil, he thought he could pull it off. He labrata sanda de godanje. No, kahalabara baratonye. You're not wrecking our free elections. Ubratasa, no, you're not. We're holding off the Antichrist. We're holding him off till we leave here. No, you don't. Ili bratoshe da da go da da ka tishko ton de go da da ili mara choshe de ba ka na brati de go brande de go toshke di ando de go brakar kon ti ande de go doshke di ekte ili bratoshe da ba ka hali to to ande de go do shek ton de go do shek ka fro ko de go hole pan che de go do shek go do shek da
Oh, Father, you're so wonderful. You're so marvelous. Oh, Father, you're so glorious. You're so glorious. And we just praise you. We just praise you. We just praise you. To think that you would give us a language like this. Oh, Father, just to think of it. Just to think of it, Lord, is more than we could possibly wrap our minds around. That you would be so gracious that in this dispensation you would give us a language that we know comes from you and goes to you and makes that divine circle like the rains that come down and bring forth and then return back to you. You showed us that your words like that. And that's what we know happens this morning when we pray. And all day long as we go about praying. And at noon today when we gather for noon prayer. And all my dear brothers and sisters when they're praying at home and they're praying on their jobs. That's how it works. You give us the utterance, we speak it, and it returns to you, bearing fruit and giving glory to your name. Oh, how wonderful the path of circles. Jesus came forth from the Father. He came into the earth. He did the Father's will, and he returned to the Father. Oh, how glorious is that path. How glorious is that path of our words as we pray. I love you so much, Lord. I just praise you, and I love you, and I thank you, and I adore you. Oh, Brother Kai and Nicola, thank you for praying people. Thank you for people who believe. Who believe what you said and do it. Ene makai ene kohola balati todo doho shentante de goho ratishko. Kete de katabra kalaho frakte de kutonshi. Oh, shede kombale vreto shondolo pito lo kongala kahaya. Ene makara galadunye, ene makala kaladishandoro dobre tata da goho para kaladinyo na nombre. Ibradoshe tere marakata hashande de kohola balati todo go galakai ana kalakala dino. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we praise you. Oh, how we give you glory and adoration. I'm just so thankful to you, Jesus. I'm so thankful to you, Master. I'm so thankful to you, King. I'm so thankful to you, Deliverer. Oh, praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Holy Father, I know the enemy has struck many of these that are on this line, even with COVID. And I lift them up right now. I lift them up. I'm asking you for supernatural strengthening. I think some of them have had it, but now they're getting their strength back. I thank you for quickening them according to your word. It is written in Psalm 119, quicken thou me according to thy word. It is written, the same spirit that raised us from the dead, raised Christ from the dead, quickens our mortal body. I'm asking you for a quickening right now, Lord, and all the people along this line. Some of them maybe didn't have anything like that. I'm just praising you for whatever. But you are quickening bodies right now because they're your prayer warriors. And you, of course, quicken the bodies that carry their spirits. It is written, if any man prays in an unknown tongue, his spirit prays. His understanding is unfruitful. In that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 14, So these are people whose spirits pray, Lord, who hooked up with you bring around great things. Quicken their mortal bodies now, I'm asking, respectfully. Quicken them according to what Jesus did in Isaiah, and is recorded in Isaiah 52 and 53. Quicken us right now. We take a quickening. We take a strengthening in Jesus' name. Now, like Jesus, my dear friends, go about doing good, praying, healing all that who are were oppressed of the devil. Praise God, the love of God in my heart for you is huge, and I know it is you for each other and for him. And so in his name, I'll see some of you back at noon. We're not opening our office, our chapel for people to come in at noon. However, Brenda and I will be out there with the setup live like we were last Wednesday, and we'll be talking and leading in prayer in Jesus' name. Love you, and shalom, shalom.